We could get a deal this week to raise the federal debt ceiling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Washington hopes for a deal by the end of the week to raise the federal borrowing limit and cut spending by trillions of dollars. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow down 14 points or 12,175. The NASDAQ basically flat, and same with the S&P 500 right now. FedEx said this morning it was able to offset the rising cost of the fuel it takes to fly all those packages around with surcharges on shipping rates. The company said earnings rose 33% last quarter. Now let's get to Washington, where there are two big economic stories going on today. The first involves the federal debt ceiling. Lawmakers are scrambling to come up with a deal to raise the nation's $14.3 trillion borrowing limit in exchange for trillions of dollars in spending cuts over the next decade. Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen is a chief negotiator on the debt ceiling, and he told Marketplace this morning that there may be a deal by the end of this week.
Well, we're very focused on trying to raise the debt ceiling in a way that runs through the end of next year. We think having to do a series of debt ceiling increases actually creates more uncertainty in the marketplace. Better to get it done all at once if we can.
Let's get some analysis now from Richard DeKayser. He's an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Richard, it seems like whatever happens, if something happens this week, that it's going to have some pretty big implications for the economy if we're talking about trillions of dollars.
Well, that's right. The talk all along has been about kicking the can down the road a few months and revisiting this, but the congressman just mentioned something which gets us past the election season, and that would be large. That is to say, it would involve likely large budget cuts over many years. And the key issue here, the absolute critical issue, is the timing. Most of our budget woes are really long-term issues, and they mostly speak to things like entitlements such as Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Short run, there's actually been talk of being lenient and even persisting tax cuts like the payroll tax cut we had this year. So it could be very big, and the timing is going to be critical.
So maybe add to the deficit in the short run, get the economy going, and make the big cuts in the long run. Would markets be satisfied with a deal like that?
The markets would be satisfied if one critical thing was met, that is, they were given assurance that these long-term commitments would be met, something which was hard-coded into the legislation that would prevent spending from increasing, for example, above certain levels without being financed by taxes. That would assure Wall Street.
What about the other big story, Richard, that's going on in D.C. today, the Fed wrapping up its two-day meeting? Anything we should pay attention to on that front?
I think, relatively speaking, this one's going to be a sleeper. I think the Fed's not going to change interest rates. They're not going to announce any major new programs to buy securities, as they've been doing for the past couple of years. And in part, I think the Fed's tranquility reflects everything we've been talking about. As long as this huge uncertainty is going on the tax front, the Fed's going to have a great incentive to wait and see how it all plays out.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure.
Well, now to the troubled housing market. Today, a group of lawmakers will say that a 20% minimum down payment on a house is too high a hurdle. That 20% idea is one of the rules that's being put in place as part of the new financial reform law. It was aimed at giving homeowners and banks more of a stake in the mortgages they own. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
At 20%, the buyer of an average-priced home would have to bring $40,000 cash to closing. Barry Ziegas with the Consumer Federation of America says that puts homeownership out of reach.
The proposed regulation would consign an entire class of renters today to being renters for a very long time.
But regulators say no or low down payments are why so many homebuyers now owe more than their property is worth. Peter Wallison at the American Enterprise Institute says homebuyers need to put more skin in the game.
When a home buyer puts more money into the home in the form of a down payment, the home buyer has made a commitment to the home and is likely to stay with that commitment.
The Consumer Federation's Barry Ziegas says borrowers shouldn't suffer for the sins of banks.
We think the current crisis was caused by the complete abandonment of responsible underwriting principles.
Consumer groups say strengthen lending standards but leave minimum down payments alone. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
You want to know what the organizers of the 2012 London Olympics don't want me to say? 2012. But I just said it, and a British company called Great Exhibition 2012 just beat back a legal challenge and will be able to keep the year 2012 in its name. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story now from London.
With a global spotlight on the London Olympics next year, 2012 seemed a good time to promote Britain. So a group of business people launched the Great Exhibition of 2012. It's a two-week festival designed to celebrate UK industry, art and architecture. But the Olympic lawyers stepped in and threatened legal action. They claimed that by using the date 2012 in its title, the company was infringing on the Olympic trademark. Rachel Griffiths of the Great Exhibition Company.
What we have here is an opportunity to celebrate everything that's great about Britain when the eyes of the world will be upon us. We have absolutely no intention to cash in on the Olympics.
The Olympic lawyers have now backed down. The Great Exhibition Company will be allowed to use the date 2012. The lawyers are now reported to be pursuing a butcher who designed a logo involving five interlinked rings of sausages. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, some industries are cutting back in this economy, but not the bourbon industry in Kentucky. Distilleries there have been spending millions of dollars expanding to quench the worldwide thirst for bourbon. In fact, about 5 million barrels of the stuff are aging right now in the state. And the state has a population of 4.3 million people, so it is in fact now easier to find a barrel of bourbon than a resident in Kentucky. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
In the United Arab Emirates, a government job can mean security and status and sometimes a fatal lack of innovation.
You look up at these concepts and you go, why don't we have that in Abu Dhabi? And it's the simplest thing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, turning Emiratis into entrepreneurs next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street and the rest of the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.